Daf Kuf Yud. Ashtar said land should be in the possession of a malva as a mashkin for a certain number of years. But this shtar didn't say the number of years that this should be a mashkin. It only said shanim. The malva said the agreement was for 3 years. The leiva said it was for 2 years. And the malva went and ate peiros in year three. Rabbi Yehuda says, we favor the owner since he's the muchzak. Rav Kahana, who is how we paskin, says, we favor the malva, since for now, he is the muchzik. The Gemara says a man comes to collect land from Yosemim because their father owed him money. The Yosemim say, the land has improved, and we caused the improvement. So if you take it, you must compensate us for the shvach. The malva says, your father improved it before he died. So the shvach belongs to me. So who must bring proof? Rav Chanina says, the Yosemim are muchzakim. So proof is on the malva. He has to bring proof. Rabbi Yochanan says, the burden is on the Yosemim, since eventually the malva will collect anyways, so he's really the muchzak. There are three cases where we assess the shvach of a property, and instead of giving land, we give cash. Number one, a bechor where property was involved, and property was improved. Number two, a bal chayiv and ksubas isha who collect from Yosemim of the husband. And number three, a bal chayiv who collects from the kuchais who improved the land. The Mishnah. If one took the field of his friend at the rate of 700 zuz for a term of one shvua, a shvua is a 7-year cycle, even though during the 7 years you have a year of Shemitah in the middle, and therefore you can't work the field, so they're really not getting it for 7 full years, you only pay 700 for 6 years. But if the term was for 7 years, that's what the Nusach said, then he gets an extra year, i.e., because Shemitah is not one of the 7 years, you can't work the field. A day worker, the Mishnah says, collects money at night. If the employer doesn't pay by Netzach Hama, then he's over on Leis Solon. And a night worker must be paid by Shkia on the following day. Gemara. The Aveira of Leis Solon is learned from the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yud Tes, Leis Solon Peulas Sachir Itra Ad Vayker. Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Rav said if one was hired to work for a few hours of one day, the Zman of payment is all day. If he worked a few hours at night, the collection time is all night. Shmuel agrees with what Rav said by day. But for night workers, the time of collection is all night, plus all of the next day until the Shkia. If one says, I'll pay you later, and you keep pushing him off, you're over on Bal Tashek. If you flat out deny paying him, you're over for Gezel. But in certain instances, Shaykh to be over both of these Yisurim at the same time. The next Mishnah. The Isser of not paying too late applies to a person or Keli or a behema. This Isser only applies if the employer was asked by the employee for the money. But if he wasn't actually asked, then there's no Isser. Gemara. Even if one was hired to work just a few hours, if you hold back his salary, you're over on Leis Solon. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Withholding wages is a big avera. It's like you take away a person's nefesh. If someone is being paid on the basis of a full job, not as an hourly worker, is there an Isser of Leis Solon or not? Rav Sheisha says yes, others say no. The Gemara asks, why in the Mishnah do we say that the worker must make a shvua in order to be able to collect? The Gemara answers, to appease the Baal Bayis and to prevent workers from stam collecting falsely. And finally, in general, an employer has a chazaka that he pays his workers on time, and he also has a chazaka that he normally pays the workers. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, the Mishnah. If one lent money and the money wasn't paid back, you can only take a mashkin via a bezdin, and you can't enter his house to take the mashkin. As the Pasuk says, Bachutz Tamoid in Dvarim Chaf Dalet. And if the mashkin was a pillow or a plow, you must bring it back for use. In other words, you could take, for example, the pillow by day, but at night you have to bring it back for the person to be able to sleep on. And if it was a plow, it's just the opposite. You could take it at night, but you have to return in the morning, so therefore he can have his parnasa. If the leiva dies, he doesn't have to return the item to the Yarshim, since the Pasuk says, V'hashev teshivein loy. Also, the Malva only gives back the Mashkin for 30 days. Then we sell the Mashkin. The Gemara. Even if a Shliach Bezdin isn't allowed to go into the house to get a Mashkin, he can only grab the item if he sees the item in the marketplace, or if Bezdin clearly gives permission to take it. And finally, many of the Tanoim held that everyone must be treated with respect, because we say, Kol Yisrael b'nei melochim heim. Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The klal is, Hektish needs neither bracha or tzedakah. Rav Shimon bar Yochai said that kvarim of oved chachavim, in other words, a guy's kever, cannot make a person, a Jew, tameh. And if a person took a mashkin from a leiva, And this Leiva died, and he gave it back, the item at night. The Baal Chayv can take this mashkin from the Yosayimim, even though it's metaltalin, since now it's meshubed to the Chayv. Daf Kuf Tes Vav. While a Malva isn't allowed to go into the Leiva's house to take a mashkin, one is allowed to go into the house of an Orev, a guarantor, the Mishnah. An Almana, whether poor or rich, you're not allowed to take a mashkin from her. The Gemara says, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Shimon holds, this is only if she's poor. But if she's an Almana who's rich, you can take a mashkin from her. Rabbi Shimon explains that the logic behind the prohibition is linked to the fact that the Torah is machayev a malva who takes a mashkin from a poor leiva to return to the leiva whenever the leiva needs to use the item. For example, if a malva takes the leiva's bedspreads as a mashkin, he must return them every evening so that poor leiva can use his bedding. Consequently, explains Rabbi Yehuda, in the case of a poor widow, the Torah was concerned that the widow's neighbors, when seeing the malva constantly visiting the widow in order to return the mashkin whenever she needs it, would suspect her of immoral behavior. Thus, in the case of a rich widow, Rabbi Shimon maintains that since she does not need her mashkin, the prohibition does not apply, inasmuch as the reasoning behind the prohibition is not relevant in the case of a rich widow. In Kudras al Hadaf, they bring and they ask whether the prohibition of Leisachbel Beged Almona applies strictly to a widow or applies equally to all unmarried women. This is a machlekes amongst the Paiskim. The Sma in Cheshen Mishpat, Simen, Tzadik Zayin, Sifkot, and Chof Beis asserts that this Isser applies to any woman who lives alone without the jurisdiction and protection of a husband or a father. Thus, he is of the opinion that this Isser does not apply to an ordinary single girl since she generally lives at home under her father's protection. However, it does apply to a divorcee inasmuch as she is similar to a widow in this regard, since she is usually alone and must fend for herself without the assistance of either a husband or a father. The Shach in Sifkat Nalef disagrees and maintains that this prohibition applies strictly to a widow who is grieving and heartbroken over the death of her husband. The Torah prohibits taking a mashkin from a widow so as not to cause her additional distress after the loss of her husband, but no such isser applies to a divorcee, and surely not to a single girl. The Taz, however, disagrees with both the Shach and the Sma. The Taz maintains that the Torah specifically mentioned the case of a widow and not a single girl, only because it is uncommon for an ordinary single girl to have business dealings and to be involved with loans. However, the prohibition actually applies to any single woman or girl, not just to a widow. The Gemara says, we learn from the Pasuk that a melech is not allowed to have many wives, so as not to turn his heart away from Hashem, even if these wives are as good as Avigail. The Mishnah. If someone takes a mill as a mashkin, he's over on a special iser, since the Pasuk in Devarim Chaf Dalet says, Leith Yachbel, Rechayim, this involves his parnasa. In addition, you can't take away anything used for food or for parnasa. And the Gemara says, in fact, if you take a full mill, you're over twice. One for the top part of the mill, which is called the Rechayim, and one iser for the lower part, the Rechav. But Rav Yehuda says, you may only be chayev for one iser. This is similar to the Machlokes Rava and Abaya by Korban Pesach. If a person eats it half-cooked, Rava says, you're over on two isurim. One is the Isser of Na, for eating it raw. And the second Isser is the Isser of Tzliesh, that it has to be Tzliesh, and you didn't eat it Tzliesh, because it's only half-cooked. Abaya says, you get only one lav, so therefore you get Malkus only once. Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. If a person takes a pair of scissors as a mashkin, which is an Isser, because it's needed for Parnasa, the person is chaya for two Risurim, since the scissors have two sides. But if you just take one side of the scissors, then you're only chayav for one Isser. And finally, items which are customary for people to lend out. If someone says, I bought it, he is not believed. It's marked the end of this perek. Now let's begin the final perek of Bava Metzia, Habayis Vo'alia. The Mishnah. A house with a lower level and an upper level, owned by two people. And this house fell down, so they divide it in half, i.e. the bricks and the mortar. If possible, you try to establish who gets the full stones and who gets the broken stones, by looking at where the specific stones came from, the ones, i.e., that fell down. Gemara. Why don't we establish specific stone ownership via Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya? Gemara answers, since they're equal shutfin, so Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya would not apply. If one is Maidib Miktsas, he must make a Shvua. If he can't, he has to pay. A Kaifer Bakal is Pater from everything. Mishnah. A house that has an upper level, and the floor of the upper level was damaged. If the homeowner didn't want to fix the floor, the renter can come and live downstairs. Rabbi Yossi says, the homeowner must only provide the support beams, but the renter must provide the plaster. And the Gemara says, and the Gemara asks, how much of the attic floor was damaged? Rav says, most of it. Then he's allowed to go downstairs. Shmuel says, even if four tvachim are ruined, he can go downstairs. Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. What is the tikra that the renter must provide? Our answer is either reeds or boards. There was a case where the plaster of the top level floor was damaged and water leaked into the lower level. Who must fix it? It's a machlekes if the upper person or the lower person must fix it. The Mishnah. A bayis v'aliyah. One of the apartments is owned by one person on top and the lower one is owned by the lower person. And the whole house fell in, top and bottom. The bottom guy didn't want to rebuild the lower house, so the top guy can build the lower section and live there until the lower person pays up. Rabbi Yehuda says, the lower guy still must pay, since we say, Zen hena v'zeli chaser, chayef. So the etzer for him is to build both and live in the lower section until he's paid back. In three places, Rabbi Yehuda taught us that a person cannot be nene from his friend's property unless he has explicit rishus, i.e. Zen hena v'zeli chaser, chayef. One we learned here. Second place is by wool given to a spinster who mixes up the colors, as well as by a case of a shtar. Finally, even if the lower person wants to add windows, which will make the structure weaker, he cannot. But if he wants less windows, it's okay, since the building will be stronger with less glass windows, but more brick and mortar. The Mishnah. If an olive press is carved into a boulder, and there was a garden above it, the top person can live below until the olive press owner fixes it. A wall or a tree fell into a rishus harabim and it damaged. The owner is putter, since it's an inus. But if the bezdin gave him a warning and said you must fix it within a week, and the allotted time ran out, then he's chayev if it damages. Daf Kuf Yud Ches Gemara. According to Shmuel, even four tvachim are enough by a house damage, since you can't expect a person to live partially upstairs and partially downstairs. Masha'en came by a garden. This kula wouldn't apply, since you can plant part of the garden here and part of the garden there. The normal time Besdin would allow a person to fix something damaged, or in a wall which was damaged, is 30 days. Rabbi Yossi holds that a chatzer can be kaina something for the Baal Bayis even without his knowledge. Chatzere shal adam kaina loy shalai midaita. Rabbi Nachman says, even if a worker picks up straw for his employer, the employer isn't kainet, since he holds hanagbiya matzila chavera le kainet chavera. And finally, the people who watch the wild grains to be used for karbanis are paid from the trumas halishka. The Mishnah. A person who puts out garbage into a rishus haravim has no rishus to leave it there. If one wants to use it as a fertilizer, the user should pick it up immediately and not let it sit because it could damage someone. If one wants to build properties in a rishus haravim, the materials shouldn't be let there to sit for very long. If they damage, you're chayef. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, you can let them sit there, and if they do damage, you're actually putter. Gemara. If a grocer put a candle outside of his house and it damages, he's chayef. But if it was a ner chanukah that he put outside, he's putter, since he has a heter due to the fact that ner chanukah is a mitzvah, pirsume nisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda hold, anytime the Rabbanan gave you rishus to do something, and you do it, and it damages, you're putter, as we said, by ner chanukah. Mishnah. Two gardens near each other with a slope in the middle with vegetables. Who gets the vegetables? Rameir says, the upper person, since they're nourished from the top. Rabbi Yehuda says, the lower person, since they're in his airspace. Gemara. The same machlekes of Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda applies to fruits that grow out of the trunk of a tree where the tree belongs to Reuven and the land belongs to Shimon. Daf Kuf Yud Tes. According to Rabbi Shimon, the upper guy takes whatever he can reach, but only what he can reach without straining himself. Ephraim Safra said that the halacha is like Reb Shimon, that whatever the top guy can reach easily without having to strain himself belongs to him. The king of Persia was told this halacha, and he said, our grace is given over to Reb Shimon because his shita is correct. Hadron Allah Masechta Baba Metziah.